Hallelujah. Well, ain't that a blessing? Amen. Put me on. Amen. Oh. Merry Christmas. Amen. Take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter number 2 this morning. And I'm gonna bring a message this morning Sister Amanda O'Kelly gave me. I'm serious. All right, we back on? Good, good. Luke chapter number 2, and I'm going to read the Christmas story this morning, and I'm going to read it for Sister Amanda. We were in here, or I was in here, she was decorating one of these trees, putting lights on it, doing something, and we were talking and cutting up, and Sister Amanda made a statement that offended me. That's not unusual. Sister Amanda. I was offended and till I thought about it a little while. Then I came to agree with her. She was messing with that tree and messing with that tree, and she looked at me and she said, "I hate Christmas." That's what she said. And I don't know why, that just stuck with me. The rest of the evening, I lay in bed and thought about, I could hear Amanda's voice. I hate Christmas. And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought, Amanda, no, you don't. You don't hate Christmas. But yet, in total aggravation, she sincerely said, I hate Christmas. Going back to what we were talking about a while ago, the difference between the holiday and what Christmas really is, I come to understand what she was talking about. And Amanda, I agree with you this morning. I hate that part of Christmas too. I don't hate Christmas, but I hate what it has become. Amen? Amen. Somebody said that it has become the most stressful time of the year. They said that more people commit suicide throughout the Thanksgiving Christmas holiday than at any other time of the year. I don't know the statistics or the numbers. I'm just telling you that's what they say. And I couldn't understand that. Why would anybody want to blow their brains out because Jesus came? Why would anybody want to take their life or go into deep depression because God sent His own darling Son to redeem my worthless hide? And I thought, that's not the reason for the depression. That's not the reason for the suicide. That's not the reason for being down and out and full of gloom and all stressed to the max and all that, however you want to phrase it. That's not the reason. But what this society has made Christmas is a stressful, depressing thing. Amen. I had to go to the mall. I didn't say I went to the mall or I wanted to go to the mall. I said I had to go to the mall. And I went by there on Thursday or Friday, one of the days before the wedding, and I called my wife on the cell phone. I said, it is crazy over here. By the time I got to the mall parking lot and got a parking place, I was mad as a wet hen. It was bumper to bumper, and then leaving that place was just as bad. Nobody in the mall was friendly. The clerks in the store, it seemed like it was a burden for them to help you. Amen. No smile on their face. And I thought, this is not what this is supposed to be. Christmas is supposed to be a time of joy. One of my favorite Christmas songs is Joy to the World. It ought to be a happy time. Amen. I was out, was it yesterday? No, it was Friday. I had to go to Walmart. I said I had to go to Walmart. And that place was crazy too. I mean, it was just a madhouse. And for the next few days, it's only going to get worse. I saw one happy person. and she's wearing all red and standing out in front of the door and had a bell in her hand and was ringing that bell, collecting for the Salvation Army. I come out of that store, I put what little change I had in her bucket. I said, ma'am, I said, you're the only happy person I've seen all day. I said, can I just stand over here? I'll help you ring that bell. She said, do you know you're the only person who's even stopped and talked to me today? She said, they come by and they drop pennies and nickels and dimes in the bucket, and maybe somebody will say, how are you doing, or Merry Christmas, something like that. She said, but nobody actually wants to talk to me. I said, I want to talk to you. You look happy. Amen? Yeah. What are you saying? I'm saying we ought to be full of joy. You say, well, we can't afford to give our children what we want to give. Who can? Who can, man? You can't afford that stuff. I mean, I've seen stories in the news, and I think this was a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, about women fighting over toys. Isn't that crazy? I'm talking about stealing them out of another woman's buggy. And the other woman catching her, grabbing her by the hair of the head and shaking her real hard over a Tickle Me Elmo. I'm like, dear God, why don't you mash his little button and get happy? Amen. I wouldn't fight you over Elmo. My grandson would, but I wouldn't. Amen. I'm saying it ought to be a happy time and not a stressful time. It ought to be a joyful time and not a depressing time. It ought to be a time when we get just a little bit nicer, amen, when we think about what it is we're celebrating, amen. Why is it nobody gets depressed on their anniversary? I know some of you get depressed on your birthday, but kids don't. Kids are never 13. They're 13 and a quarter, 13 and a half, 13, you know, I'm 13 going on. Yeah, 13 going on 30, Jason said. That's about right. But I want to look at the Christmas story this morning. And you know, there's nothing in the lives of God's people in this story that's sad. The only people who were upset about Christmas were wicked. The only people that Christmas bothered were wicked, wicked sinners. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Oh, yeah. I mean, brother, they wasn't right. Well, God didn't want him around. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter number 2. Let's read. The Bible said, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the field, or the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great, say it with me. Joy. What kind of joy was it?
Great
joy. Which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And when the angels, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And I'm going to stop reading right there, and we'll look at a few other verses in that thing. But I want us to look at the joy in the Christmas message, amen, or in the Christmas story. I love reading that. You know, when I was a kid, my favorite Christmas cartoon was the Charlie Brown Christmas. Y'all remember that? A little ugly Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And old Charlie Brown, or one of them characters, I forget which, somebody can help me here. One of them characters took a King James Bible and read that story right there. Amen. I forgot which one of them read that thing, I mean, from start to end. And boy, that just always impressed me. You don't see that much in cartoons now, amen. You ain't going to hear the Transformers reading the Christmas story, amen. You sure ain't going to hear old Bart, whatever his name is, Simpson. He ain't going to read that story, amen. If they do, they'll pervert it. But I'm glad somebody had backbone enough to read it and do it right, amen. But I get a thrill every time I hear that. You say, man, we've heard it and heard it and heard it. Yeah, and it's just as good every time. It's just as good every time I hear about God sending His darling Son into this world. Amen. Let's look at the joy from the Bible, the joy that these characters had on this first Christmas. Now, first of all, I want you to notice that the angels had the joy of revealing. The angels had the joy of revealing. Can you imagine how excited they were? I don't know how many angels in heaven there are in heaven, but I guarantee you there's a pile of them. I mean a heap, a bunch. I don't know. I couldn't even. They probably ain't even a number for how many they are. But God picked one angel and said, I want you to go and reveal my Son to the world. I want you to go. There's some shepherd boys down there, and they're keeping that flock. They're watching their flock by night. He said, I want you to go down there and reveal my Son to them boys right there. I guarantee you that angel said, woohoo, I get to tell. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Don't you hate it when you've got good news to tell and somebody beats you to it? I hate that. And every time I get good news and want to tell somebody, my mama's done told them. I'll start to tell it and they'll say, your mother already told me. Man, and it's fun to spread good news, isn't it? But it seems like this world finds more joy in spreading horrible news. You don't believe it? Turn on channel 2 at 6 o'clock. Amen. You'll find out. They love telling bad news. But boy, it's exciting to tell good news. So they had the joy of revealing the Lord. And you know what? We ought to find joy in that. We ought to find joy in that. Oh, CJ come to me during fellowship, and he said, next time somebody says happy holidays, he said, just ask them, what holiday is it? Happy holidays, what holiday is it? He said, then they'll say Christmas, and you can say, oh, you do remember. Amen. We ought to find joy in revealing. You say, what's all that singing about? What's all that shouting about? What's all that celebrating about? Hey, Christ the Savior was born. That's, hey, we get the joy of revealing Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I like those live nativity scenes. Amen. Don't you? But see, we get to reveal a little more than those angels did. They had the beginning of the story. We've got the ending of the story. Amen. I like to tell people, hey, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful scene. But he ain't a baby laying in a manger no more. He's a king sitting high on his throne. Hey, he's in control of it all. Amen. And he's my Father. Amen. We've got the joy of revealing the Lord Jesus. And we ought to take part in that. Amen. Have you revealed him to anybody? Wow. These angels, or this angel told the shepherds that Jesus was born to them and he was born for their benefit. Amen. Wow. Isn't that something? Yeah. He was their promised Messiah. They had the joy of revealing Jesus. You and I have that same joy. We can have that same joy of revealing the Lord. Now listen, secondly this morning, I'm going to get you out of here quick this morning. Secondly this morning, the shepherds had the joy of receiving Jesus. Amen. The angels had the joy of revealing, and that's a good part, but the shepherds had the opportunity or the joy of receiving. You know what they could have said? Y'all crazy. I don't believe in angels. Amen. We drank too much. We had a bad dream. I mean, they'd have wrote that thing off somewhere. Hey, they had an opportunity. They had a decision. They had a choice. They didn't have to. They said, hey, let's go see this thing. Yeah. That's what they said. Them angels said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And they said, like Hayden, wow. Let's go see this thing. They had the joy of receiving. Hey, Herod could have had the same thing. Herod could have had the very same joy, but he chose to reject instead of receive. Amen. Did you know every time you hear a gospel message and you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you're doing the same thing Herod did? Yeah, every opportunity you have to trust Jesus as your Savior and you say, no, I'll put it off, I'll do it another time or whatever, hey, you're rejecting the Lord. Amen. There's no joy in rejection. But there's joy in reception. Amen. Right. Yeah. Amen. I heard about him all my life. My mother had me in church from the time I was 4 years old. We rode a same bus to church for 25 years. Yeah. Amen. I knew the Christmas story as well as any preacher in the country. I could tell you about it. I could tell you about it. You know what? I'd never really received it. I knew all about it. I could sing. I could sing Silent Night, Holy Night. I could sing Joy to the World. Oh, come all you faithful. I could sing all those stories. And I knew about it. And I could tell you about it. And I knew what it was all about. But I'd never really received it for myself. You see, back then, Christmas to me was BB guns and bicycles. Amen. That's what it was. Hey, man, if you didn't get a Red Rider, man, you was hurting, son. Amen. Some of you old timers know what a Red Rider is, don't you? Amen. Best BB gun ever made, man. Shot my sister with every one I owned. Amen. Don't do that, kids. But that's all Christmas was. All Christmas was to me was a Sears and Roebuck catalog. And go through there and circle everything I want. Which was everything in there. Amen. But when I received Jesus, amen. Whew, that New Year's Eve when I said, hey, let's go see this thing. It's time to quit singing about it. It's time to quit talking about it. It's time to know something about it. Let's go to the preacher's house. Let's beat on his door. Let's get him out of bed. Let's get down here under this old pine tree and let's see this thing. And right there, I had the joy of receiving the Savior. Amen. Amen. Have you had that joy? Have you had that joy? You see, I was just like some of you. I thought that bunch in church raising their hands and shouting and clapping and having a good time, I thought they were nuts. Oh, yeah. Now, I grew up in a church where some of them women, son, sure enough, shout. Brother Smoking them said screaming. Amen, brother. Wow! I mean, brother, they let her rip. Scare you if you wasn't ready for it. Especially them that would shout when it wasn't time. Yeah. Hey, was one lady in our church, boy, I would call her name, but I better not do that. But she would shout at the weirdest time. I mean, when wasn't nothing going on, she'd just get happy. Wow! Give you a heart attack. And I thought, them people lost their mind. They're crazy. And we'd sit in the back and make fun of them. Now I'm one of them. And you sitting in the back going, that man's crazy. Yeah. But that night I got saved, I did what I said I'd never do. I said, woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, I received him, so I finally had the joy of knowing him. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So those angels, they had the joy of revealing him. Now I get to take part in that since I received him. Yeah. Amen. Now I have the joy of receiving him. I hope, have you had that joy? How many of you remember the very moment Christ moved into your heart? You remember the day when the Lord saved your soul? I mean, brother, it's as clear to you right now. If you're saved, I believe with all my heart, if you're saved, that's as clear to you as anything in your memory bank. The day you got saved. Amen. I can tell you about it. I can tell you what color boxer shorts Brother Jay had on when he came to the door. No, I'm kidding. He did put on pants. Amen. I can tell you everything about it. I can literally close my eyes and smell the pine straw on the ground in his yard. You say, why is that so important? It was that real. It was that real. Hey, how many of you would ever forget receiving a check from Ed McMahon for $10 million. You would never forget that, even if you spent every dime of it. You would never forget that. $10 million can't touch what Jesus did for you. If you got truly born again, if you truly received Christ as your Savior, you'll never forget that. Money can't buy it. You can't earn it. Thank God He gave it. Amen. Amen. The shepherds had the joy of receiving Him. The angel had the joy of revealing Him. Then the shepherds and this little lady named Anna, they had the joy of reporting Him. They had the joy of reporting Him. The angels revealed Him. The shepherds received Him. But then they had the joy of giving the report. What happened? Look at verse 17 and 18 of our story. Luke chapter number 2. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Wow, isn't that something? You know what they did? They did exactly what our boys do on Sunday afternoon. They went to the McDonald's in their town. They found the busiest street corner in their town and said, Christ the Lord is born. Hey, I believe they quoted the very same words that the angel said unto them. Amen. They had the joy of reporting Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hey, once He's revealed, once He's received, He ought to be reported. Yes. Amen. He ought to be reported. Back in the old days, before television and before radio and all that stuff, every city had what they called a town crier. If there was any big news in the town, that town crier would stand on the busiest street corner and he would say, hear ye, hear ye. You know what we need? We need some Christians in America who will say, hear ye, hear ye. Amen. Christ the Savior is born. Hallelujah. Tell them what Christmas is really about. Amen. Hey, it's fun. It's fun. Ain't nothing funner than telling somebody about Jesus and then them receiving Him. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, one of the best days I've had in a while was the day I went to council with Mandy and Alan before their wedding. And I got to lead Alan Slappy to Christ. That was wonderful. I mean, it was awesome. It put a spring in my step, boy. It put a song in my heart. I left there rejoicing. Amen. I had to calm down because I left there on my way to a funeral. I had to leave birth and go to death. I sat in that church parking lot at Cali Harbin and had to take my happy face off and put my somber face on. Amen. Why? Because there's joy in reporting the Lord. Amen. You know what they did? You said, well, I don't know how to witness or really tell somebody about the Lord. These guys didn't either. Man, they were just shepherds. They didn't go to no class. You know what they did? They just went and told what they saw. Amen. You know what I believe they said? I believe everybody said, hey, you ain't going to believe this. You ain't going to believe this. Everybody they run into, you ain't going to believe this. Amen. They just told what they saw. Kind of like that lady at the well. She ran back to town and said, y'all got to come see this guy. Y'all ain't going to believe this. Y'all got to come see this man. Told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? It's got to be Him. Amen. Nobody could do what He just did but Him. It's got to be Him. Y'all got to come see Him. Amen. Hey, why don't you tell your family? Why don't you tell your neighbor? Why don't you tell your co-worker? Hey, won't you go to church with me Sunday? You got to come see Him. He's real. He's not a fairy tale. He's not just a Christmas story. He's not a nursery rhyme. He's real. Amen. Report Him. There's joy in reporting Him. Amen. Amen. The angels had the joy of revealing the Lord. The shepherds had the joy of receiving the Lord. Greatest day in your life, and I can't get past that, will be the day you receive Him. The day you truly trust Him as your Savior will be the greatest day in your life. Young lady sitting right down here in the front last Sunday morning raised her hand during the invitation. Looked me dead in my eyeball. Brother Eddie, I'm not saved. And she walked out that door, lost. She don't know what she missed. That's right, brother. She ain't got the foggiest idea. Man, if I'd have knew as a teenage boy what I knew now, every time I felt conviction, every time it seemed like that preacher's finger went from the pulpit all the way to the back row and started meddling in my soul, and I felt the urge to go to that altar and I gripped that bench white-knuckled and refused to go, if I'd have only knew what I was saying no to, if I'd have had any idea what joy and peace I was missing in my life. Amen. I just didn't want to be crazy like them other folk. But yet I didn't realize when I went to town on Friday night, I was just as crazy as they were. And didn't have nothing to shout about. Amen. The shepherds had the joy of receiving him. And then they had the joy of reporting him. I'd like to report him to you this morning. Then Mary had the joy of reflecting him. Do you reflect Jesus in your joy? Did you know that the moon has no light of its own? None whatsoever. No light of its own. It just reflects the light of the sun. Amen. You know that's what we ought to do in our lives? We ought to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. We're going to go to the house here in just a minute. Let me ask you a question. When those lines are long at Walmart and at the mall, and that cash register don't seem like they're, cashier, don't seem like they're in a real good mood, how do you respond to them? Are you reflecting Jesus? Are you celebrating Christmas or just a holiday? Do you smile at them and tell them to have a good day? Do you wish them a Merry Christmas? I feel sorry for those who have to work on Christmas Day. Amen? I don't know about you, but I want to reflect the Lord. As I pondered on what I made Amanda mad, she left. As I pondered on what she said up here working on these decorations, I hate Christmas. That just burned in my head and burned in my head. And I walked through that mall, and I went in and out of the Walmart several times over the last couple of days. And I realized what she is talking about. Personally, I love Christmas. I do. It's my favorite time of the year. I love to see the children's faces light up. I love to hear them come to church the next Sunday after Christmas and they'll come tell Brother Eddie what they got. Some of that stuff they tell me, I don't even know what it is. Well, I got an Xbox 5000. I asked one little kid the other day, I said, what you getting for Christmas? I'm getting a Wii. I said, a what? A Wii. They're getting a Wii. I said, okay. I didn't know if I should ask. What's a Wii? Something that goes with the Xbox 5000. Amen. I love to see the joy in their faces. I love Christmas. I love giving gifts. I love it. I love getting them too. Amen. The thing I love most about it is I know what it's about. I know the reason for the holiday. Some of that stuff chaps me a little bit. They celebrate it, they party, they do all the stuff, but they want to take Jesus out of it. Without Him, there is no holiday. Without Him, there's nothing to have joy about, there's nothing to sing about, there's nothing to rejoice over. There's nothing left. If you take Jesus away, there's nothing left to sing about but fiction. Nothing but fiction. You take the only thing real about it away, and you're stealing the joy. We're becoming spiritual Grinches. We're becoming Ebenezer Scrooges. Bah humbug. I hate Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. Let's reflect Him as we go. Amen. And more wise men, they took part. Didn't they? They brought Him something. Mm-hmm. They brought Him four gifts, didn't they? Some of y'all looking at me funny. He said, no, preacher, it was three. Uh-uh. They brought Him four gifts. They brought Him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and worship. Yeah. Great. That's what they said. They said they worshiped Him.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Greatest gift we can give Him is an uplifted hand. Amen. And say, I love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. I don't know about you, but I want to give Him something.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Is He on your list? Well, He's on mine. So what can I give Jesus? He's got everything. Does He have you? Does He have you? The joy of Christmas. The angels, they had great joy in revealing Him. The shepherds, they had great joy in receiving Him. They had great joy in reporting. Mary had great joy in reflecting. Amen. We ought to find some joy. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Sister Janice, I want y'all to come back and sing that again, if you would. While they're coming this morning, I wonder if we could just bow our heads for a moment. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You may be here this morning and have just somewhere along the way have lost the joy of what this time of year is all about. You may be like the clerk at the store who's stressed out. You may be like the father who's out of a job and can't afford to buy everything he wants to buy. You may just be a little bit bummed out over Christmas. I'd love for you to get your joy back this morning. David said in Psalms, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. That's what it's all about. It doesn't matter if you're flat broke or whether you live in a mansion. If we've got Christ in our heart, we can have joy during this time of year. We don't have to be depressed. You say, well, I just can't do, and I can't. Look at your children and say, Mom and Daddy can't give you a whole lot this year, but we can share Jesus together. He don't cost a dime. And He's the greatest gift anybody ever received. I hope you'll get you. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning said, preacher, I'm down. I'm just about beat. Pray I get some joy. Anybody like that? God bless your hearts. God bless your hearts. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning say, preacher, I never have received Him. I need to say like those shepherds, I need to come and see this thing. If I died right now, I'm not sure heaven would be my home. Brother Eddie, please pray for me. I know I need to get this settled. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. I just want to pray for you if you'd slip up your hand. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. Anybody? Anybody? Thank you so much. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord, I'm glad there's joy in my soul. Lord, over you coming to this world to be my Savior, my sacrifice. And Lord, now my Lord, and I thank you for it. Lord, you saw the hands that were raised and you know the hearts. God, I pray you'd deal with us accordingly this morning. Lord, that one that's discouraged. Lord, that one that's just ready for Christmas to be over. Father, I pray. I pray, Lord, you'd give them their joy back this morning. Lord, if there's one here this morning that's lost, I pray they'd get saved before they leave here today. We love you, Lord Jesus. In your precious name I pray. Amen.